The Big Drunk Draff by Rudyard Kipling. Narrated by Robin Nixon.
We're going home, we're going home, our ship is at the shore, and you must pack your haversack, for we won't come back no more. Oh, don't you grieve for me, my lovely Mary Ann, for I'll marry you yet on a fourpenny bet, as a time-expired man.
Barrack Room, Ballot. An awful thing happened. My friend, Private Mulvaney, who went home in the Serapis, time expired, not very long ago, has come back to India as a civilian. It was all Dinah Shadd's fault. She could not stand the pokey little lodgings, and she missed her servant, Abdullah, more than words could tell. The fact was that Mulvaney's had been out here too long, and had lost touch of England. Mulvaney knew a contractor on one of the new Central India lines, and wrote to him for some sort of work. The contractor said that if Mulvaney could pay the passage, he would give him command of a gang of coolies, for old sake's sake. The pay was 85 rupees a month, and Dinah Shadd said that if Terence did not accept, she would make his life a bastard purgatory. Therefore, the Mulvaneys came out as civilians, which was a great and terrible fall, though Mulvaney tried to disguise it by saying that he was colonel on the railway line and a consequential man. He wrote me an invitation on a tool indent form to visit him, and I came down to the funny little construction bungalow.